We are learning Masechtas Adarim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're starting three lines from the bottom, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Yosef Rav Ovim Rav Yitzchak Barabi Kamed Rav Yirmiyah. These two Amoraim sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Ovim and Rav Yitzchak Barabi. But coming down to Rav Yirmiyah was dozing off. Yosef Vika'ami, they're talking and learning to each other, and they said, Lebarpado do Omar Podon Choyzois Vikoychois. Barpado Shita is that when you say that this is Kaddish actually Yiksesud Alacha is, that even if you appoint it, it becomes Hekdash again, and it keeps becoming Hekdash again, actually Yiksesud. That's Alacha for Barpada. Agav, they bring a Raya from here, the Rishonim bring a Raya from here, that's Dafka Barpada. We had yesterday a Machloikis between the Rajma and the Ramak, if Barpada and Ula argue about this Prat also, about this Halacha also. That was the Shiloh. It was two Machloikis and one Machloikis. This is a Raya, it's also Machloikis about Podon Choyzos V'Koychoy. It says Barpada holds that. So the Gemara is saying, if Fidat Man Diyama holds Podon Choyzos V'Koychoy, Tifshar, let's be pushed the Shiloh of Rav Hoshia, the boy of Rav Hoshaya. Hanoisin Shtei Prutos to Isha. You give two Prutos to one Isha. V'Amalon, and you tell her like this. Ba'acha has a scatch with the Ayyim. One Pruta should be Kedushin today, and be my wife today. And the next pruta is for after I divorce you, I want you to become a kodeshus again with the second pruta. I'm doing this all from now. So the shiloh of Hashi, I didn't have a teretz, he didn't have a pshitus to the shiloh. So they wanted a tainer. These two amoraim sitting from Yirmiyah were tining lechayra from Rabbar Pada. It's a raya that it's a kedushim, because just like by hektish, you built into the system that if you paid it, it goes again. Here also, I can build it into the system that after the gerushin, there's going to be a new kedushin. So Issa bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, remember, I heard this. He jumped up. He woke up. Amalahu, what kind of dimyan is that? Ma komed demisun, padon hu lepadon acherim. It's not a dimyan. A case of padon hu lepadon acherim. By this whole halacha that according to Rabbi Pada, if you paid it, it becomes kadosh again. It's only if you're paid it. But if someone else has paid it, it's a different halacha. Because Hakim Rabbi Yechonon, Padon who, if he is paid it, the one who's makdashit is the one who's paid it, Chayzrois v'kedushois, then it becomes back Kaddish again. Padon Acherim, if someone else has paid it, Ein Chayzrois v'kedushois, it doesn't go back and become Kaddish again. Ve'isha k'padu Acherim damye. And the Isha is like Padu Acherim. Isha is like Padu Acherim, because there she got the gerushin herself. She got her shows back herself. It v'nami omrav ami omrav yechonon leisholo shapadon hu. The whole halach of our pad is only if the person who was makdish did the pidyon. Ava padon acherim, someone else has paid it, ein choydus v'kedushos, doesn't become kaddish again. So what is the Gemara saying? We want to bring a raya from our parpada to Rav Hoshaya. Says Gemara says no, because Rav Hoshaya is doing with the padon acherim. So let's analyze a few things here. First of all, what exactly is the chesaron of padon acherim? So the Ran gives a svara, it's a shvara svara a little bit, but the Ran is saying like this, that the only time it works that it's choizos v'kedushos is only if it didn't leave marishus or it's just hektish. So then it can be choizos v'kedushos. But if it goes to someone else's rishus, so my rishus got nostalgic, was lost over here, so I have no rishus over it now, even if I buy it back, to be mekadosh anymore. Even if I bought anything back, it already got a hefsik, so it doesn't work.
It's not in your rishus when you makdish it, it's hektish.
No, that's not true. When you made it hektish, it was in your rishus. It was in your rishus made hektish. No, right, yeah. Shasti made it hektish, in the Amira said that it become hektish vayta, so even after I paid it. It's all when you still had it. It wasn't when you didn't have it. It was all when you still had it, you said this Amira. So now, we're just saying, if in between this whole process, it gets as a hefsik, someone else takes it and owns it, that breaks it up, and it won't be chayzus v'kedushos.
Someone else owns it.
Someone else was paid it. But as long as it's a marishos and hektishos is good. You have to know why. Chayzus and shos hektish also went out of marishos. That's what she's asking. The chayzus went into shos hektish also out of marishos. It's a good kasha, and Rabbi Shimon Shkop in the Sefer Zakar and Bris Avram has a pshat, and basically his pshat is based on, he says, when you make hektish, every minute you're being makdashed again, keep on being makdashed again, somehow, so it's still really a little bit tied to you as long as it's hektish. When it goes to someone else's shush, then it's a hefsik. And so that's one thing the Gemara points out. That padu acherim, you don't have it in bar pada. Number two, the Gemara points out is, ish isha is like padu acherim. It's like padu acherim, that's just like, Frank the Ran, that l'chayra, it's not mamash like padu acherim. Why? Because here, it was either in the baal's rishus or in the own rishus. So it was only two things. And the same kedushin that's making it go into the baal's rishus, And on the other hand, it's in the Isha Rishus. So it's in the same two Rishuyas. So it's very similar to Hekdesh, where it's the Bailim and the Hekdesh. Here also, it's the Bailim and the Isha. So it's always in the same two Rishuyas. Why is it called another Rishus? So the Ran answers, the Ran says, that would be true if the Isha made the Kedushin. But here, he says, the Ran says, there's a famous Ran, when you learn Masech Kedushin, a very famous Ran, that when the Isha gets engaged or married, she is not doing anything. All she does is make herself hefker, and then the husband comes in and picks her up and buys her and makes her mekudeshes. But she herself doesn't really do any maisa. She's not machmes herself into rishus. So therefore, after a gerushin, she goes back into her own rishus. She's completely separate. She's back into her own rishus. She has no shaykh, has no connection to the husband anymore, because it's not pshat she. And she makes the kedushin. She is like a hefker, and she has no shaykhes to the Baal's Maisa kedushin. So then the Ryan says, let's bring a raya then the opposite. So let's bring a raya from Padua Acherim, that the receive that Shua doesn't work. So maybe we should bring a raya to Rav Hirsch's case that Shua does not work because Padua Acherim. So Ryan says, no, because she does machnes atzmal roshusa b'miksas. So this is a very interesting Ran. It's not for Dafyami discussion, but there's a famous Ran in Kedushin that Isha, on one hand, is considered like she's like a hefker, and that's in a Baal's Machnes L'Roshusoy. And on the other hand, she's a little bit Machnes Atzma L'Roshusoy, but Miksas a little bit, and that's why it's not Mamish like Padua Acher. Now, the Ran speaks about another Indian. We had a Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis that says that if someone says, this is according to Rav Elah, he says, this soda that I'm going to sell to you, when I buy it back from you, it should be hektish. Let's say the guy says that. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, and it's also later on Masechus Nadarim, that it works. Why? Since I can be makdish now, so I could be makdish it for after I buy it back also. That's the halacha. So he says, why should Isha be any different? Since I can make her makdish now, so I can makdish also after she's divorced. What's the difference? So, on one hand, he says, maybe because that's Rav Elah, we're not going to be right for Elah. But really, it is a raya, and so that's the Rambam learns is taka raya, taka works, and the raya is from Rav Elah's case. But the Ran says it's not a raya. He says, because the case of Sada, that hektish I want to do right now, that hektish that I want to do after Zman, I could do right now. That means, I'm saying, the field I own now, I'm selling it to you, when I buy it back, I'm going to make it hektish. So that exact hektish I could do right now. So therefore, since I have a kaya I could do right now, I could do it for later also. Masha inkein by in the case of Hekdesh and by Kedusha Isha, so there, it's a new Kedushin that's not possible now. This second Kedushin is only possible after the first Kedushin, and that's not possible to do right now. So that's why it's worse. You can't do the second Kedushin right now or the second Hekdesh right now. You first have to do the first one. So that thing you're doing is not possible right now, and therefore it's a bigger Shiloh if you could do it. Ad Kan, what we all want to learn in the Sugya of Arpada. I was going to say it's the end of the Sugya of Arpada, but Chas V'Shalom, the Sugya of Arpada is huge, huge, huge. So, but this is what we learned so far of Arpada, but now we're going to go Vaita to the next Mishnah. Dok the Mishnah, and Daf Lamed, a new Mishnah. Hanoride Meyor De Hayam. Someone makes a Neda, he's not going to have Hano from the people who go, the seafarers, the people who go into the sea. Yor De Hayam. The law is mutter yeshayavasha. You mutter, but the people don't go on ships and long trips on a ship. What about if he says miyeshayavasha from people of the land? Then he's also even on the sailors. Also miyarda hayam. He's even also on the people who yarda hayam. Why? She yarda hayam mechal yeshayavasha. Yarda hayam also land up back on the yavasha because when they come back home, they go back on the yavasha. They're considered mechal yeshayavasha. And then the Mishnah ends off with a line, which we'll see in the Gemara what it means. We're not talking about the people who go from Akkoi Liyafoi. There, that's on the coast of Eretz Yisrael, on the west coast of Eretz Yisrael. They're pretty close to each other. That's not the way that. El Mishu Dark Lefarish, someone who goes out deep into the water. Now we'll see what that's going on in a second. Ad Kala Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. Rapapa Varacha Breder of Ika have a Masni Aresha. Rapapa of Acha learned that the last line in the Mishnah is going on the Reisha, and it's Lekula. V'chad masni ha-seifa, and some learn it's going on the Seifa, and it's a Chum. And we'll explain. Manatani ha-Reisha, masni ha-chi. You teach the Mishnah like this. Hainoidim yorda ha-yam, mutu yorish ve-yabasha. Someone makes a neda from the yorda ha-yam, from the people who go down in the sea, is mutu yorish ve-yabasha. Because he's not called yorda ha-yam. Ha-ba yorda ha-yam also, but yorda ha-yam yasa. So what's called Yarde Yam? Zok the Mishnah Kula. Veloy ke'elu ahochem ma'akar liyafay. Not like people who just travel from Akar liyafay. That's not called Yarde Hayam. Dalon Yoshe Yabashaninu. That's called Yoshe Yabashal. Misha Darkin Lafaris. Only people go on long trips. Why is Akar liyafay not called a Yarde Hayam? So the Ran and the Rosh both say, because it's a very small trip. That's not called Yarde Hayam. It's a very small trip. The Ritva, on the other hand, has a little bit different shot. The Ritva Tain is that, not because it's a short trip, the Ritva Tain is because you don't even have to go in the water. You just walk on the, he says like this, not walk, they go on the boat, just on the beach, like near the beach, very near the coast. They travel. They don't travel deep into the water, therefore that's not called Yarde Hayam. So the first pshat, the last line of Mishnah is a kula, saying that you also Yarde Yam, but Yarde Yam means only guys go deep into the Atlantic Ocean, deep into the Mediterranean Sea, but not someone who hugs the coast, or not someone who goes on a short trip. The one who learns it on the Sefer, Masli Hachi, learns the Mishnah like this. Which is the second case of the Mishnah. You also Yarde Yam. Why? Because they come back to the Yabash also. Not only people who go from Akal Yafa are considered Yoshe Yabasha. Even people go on long trips are called Yoshe Yabasha. Why? That's where they end off. They end off on the Yabasha, and therefore they are called Yoshe Yabasha. So Zokteran comes out for this Masni HaSefer. In the ratio where you know the Yarda Yam, are you also from someone who goes Akal Yafa? He says yes. Because we don't have a Mishnah says not like that. So that would be rather called Yarde Hayam. That would be called Yarde Hayam. So that's the Chumrah, Lefi, the one who Masnei HaSeifa. That's what he says. Now, the Ran speaks out a few halachas. First, one says, the Rasba says that he only called, let's say, for example, going for this Man Yom, Me'akoy Liyafa is called Yarde Hayam. He says, if you go one time on a one trip from Akoy Liyafa, you're not called Yarde Hayam. The other means you do it regularly, or you go out to Liyam regularly. That's number one. Or that B'Shas, when I said that the Neda, you were Taka on the way. Then you'd be called Yarde Hayam. That's number one point. Another thing he brings down to Yashami. Yashami class like this. Let's say someone says,
what? Just one time?
What? If you're there now. If you're on the way. Yeah, that's what he says. Then he brings up Yashami, not Halacha. That if someone is Noyed of Yarde Hayam after 30 days, be Austin Yarde Hayam, and Bishasi made the Neder, the guy was a Yarde Hayam, but the time the 30 days happened, he was already Yoshe Yabasha. He stopped, he retired from being a sailor. So what's the halacha? Do you go by the Neder, Bishasi made the Neder, or Bishasi Chalois the Neder? So he's telling him Machlaikis, and he says that's maybe telling him Machlaikis if you go by the Shasa Mira or the Shasa Chalois. That's what he brings down a Shiloh. Then he brings down another Shiloh from the Yashami. That if someone is Yarde Hayam L'tayel, is that called Yarde Hayam? Which means, the Rosh explains here in Simon Yubayz, what it means is like this. If someone only goes on a boat, like on a rowboat, is that also called, like Sirim, is a small boat, is that called a Yarde Hayam or not? Or it needs like a big ship. That's the Shaila. So the words he uses a little different. He says, of Eilun Yarde Hayam L'tayel, Shehochan HaSvasa Yerin Mafligin. That's a Shiloh, if that's enough. We saw Akal Yafa. So they're learning Akal Yafa means a portal. And Rosh learns means a short trip. Here the question is, even if it's a long trip or a short trip, Shiloh, if it's a small boat and it's just on hugging the coast, what's the halacha? According to Ritva, that was pshat or Akal Yafa. But according to the way the Rosh and the Ram break down, the Yashami is clearing this Shiloh. Sa'ad Khan, this Mishnah of the din of Yarde Yam and Yoshua Hayabasha.